Hello Heartlands, my name is Raynell Francis Manu and I would like to welcome you to the Sounds of Heartlands podcast. I'll be your host, guiding you through experiences and conversations with members of our Heartlands family so they can not only share their stories but life insights with us all. And today's guest is Jasmine. Welcome.
Hello everyone, my name is Jasmine and I will be assisting on this podcast today.
To start off with, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey at Heartlands?
So I have been at Heartlands for 5 years now. I started off really shy and I wasn't really confident as my own person. Mm-hmm. However, throughout these years, I have gained confidence, determination, and I've picked up a lot of experiences on the way. I'm now head girl. So I've learned a lot from this school and it's provided me with a lot of opportunities.
So on this podcast, we do a round called Quick Fire Favourites. And you literally just have to answer the question as quick as you can.
Okay.
Favourite subject?
Drama.
Favourite book?
Do I read? I'd say A Good Girl's Guide to Murder.
Oh, okay. Favourite film?
Jumanji.
Favourite country?
Jamaica.
Favorite break time snack?
Well, I mean, it has to be the chocolate cookie.
Come on. The chocolate cookie.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite hobby outside of school?
Dance.
Favorite school event?
Black History Month. Black History Month. Yeah.
Favorite fun fact people wouldn't know about you?
That deep down, I'm quite shy and timid, but outside, I'm quite outgoing.
Oh, okay. So, for those of you wondering, this podcast is based on me and Jasmine's 5 years at Heartlands, and we're literally just going to have a conversation about our journey and what's that look like for us. And so this podcast is called The Journey at Heartlands.
Nice.
So to start off with, what has your journey at Heartlands been like overall?
Overall, it's been like a whole journey. Like, it's had some obstacles that mm-hmm. I've had to overcome, but overall I've just loved my experience here. It's provided me with such nice, kind people. I've made friendships for life. The teachers are just another level of caringness, and I've taken away that life will obviously throw obstacles and you can overcome them mm-hmm. with support around you.
Literally. Okay. So what would you say has been your biggest challenge here at Heartlands?
I would say my biggest challenge are the exams.
Really?
Yeah, I just think the pressure we're put under during the exam period, like the exam season, mm-hmm. is too much, and that's my biggest struggle. But obviously we get through it with teachers' support and everything. Yeah,
literally. Okay, so in terms of your journey, what moment are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of when I got the opportunity to be head girl, mm-hmm. because it gave me the opportunity to act as the link between student voice and staff voice, and it was mm-hmm. just an honour to take that role. So, and I'd say that I've gained a lot of confidence skills from it, so it's just perfect. That's my best experience.
Aww. So what has head girl looked like for you? What does being a head girl mean?
Head girl, you obviously act as the link between student voice and staff voice. So whatever students tell me and staff tell me, I'll feed back to the head teacher, so Miss Levis or Miss Roberts. Mm-hmm. And then it's giving them the opportunity to act on what the students and staff are suggesting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what head girl really consists of.
Okay. So who or what has helped you the most throughout year 11?
I think Miss Green has helped me the most throughout year 11. I think, what was the other question? I just think, I think Miss Toombs has helped me the most during Heartlands. I think she's given me another level of support and motivation. So she's always helped me with geography, and she's one of the, like, she's the best tutor for me to have. So mm-hmm. I just think she's really helped me overall.
Okay.
Okay, shall I ask you a question? Okay, so my question for you is, mm-hmm. what is one thing you will take away from Heartlands?
Oh, that's a good question. What's one thing I'm going to take away from Heartlands? I think this question has levels to it, because there's so much things I'm going to take away from Heartlands. I think it's been bittersweet. Yeah. I think I've had lots of ups and downs. I've grown a lot. I've changed a lot. But I think one thing that I'm definitely going to take away is the fact that I have the ability to do well, and I have the ability to excel. Yeah. And so I think one thing that Heartlands has showed me is that no matter how many things come your way, and no matter how many things kind of inside of you feel like your light's kind of being dimmed, I think it's that waking up every day and still realizing that I still got things to do. And I think especially during this GCSE season, it's like, it's been constant go. Mm. You can't stop. You can't give up now. Like, it doesn't look like giving up. It looks like keep going.
Yeah,
so I think that's one of the biggest lessons that I'm going to learn throughout GCSE season, that no matter what it is, you have to keep going. Like, you don't have a choice to stop.
Yeah.
And so I think it's taught me, like, even as I'm going into my next chapter, don't give up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think that's one thing that I'm going to take with me, is that emphasis on don't give up. You got this. So yeah. And what about you?
I'd say one thing I'll take away is that no matter what challenges I face, mm-hmm. like you said, I will just keep going. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Heartlands has just built my confidence to another level. Like, I am completely different to how I was in year seven.
Mm-hmm.
I'm another, like, I'm literally flourishing with my confidence now. Aww. So yeah, so I'd say Heartlands has just built my confidence to another level, where like, where if I face any challenges, I'm able to tackle them and everything. So I'd say that's what I would take away from Heartlands, the confidence it's given me.
No, because I think the reason why, like, this conversation is touching me so much is because, like, I just said, we've genuinely been with each other since year seven.
Exactly.
And so to see you from year seven to see you now, like, I'm genuinely filled with so much joy, and I'm genuinely just so proud. And I know you know that because we've had so many conversations.
But
I just want to emphasize that fact on the podcast, that I'm genuinely so proud of you, and you've done so well.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you more. But what advice would you give to the younger students starting their Heartlands journey?
I would say, make sure you are yourself, mm-hmm. and make sure you build upon yourself. Do mm-hmm. not change and adapt for others. Make sure you are true to yourself,
mm-hmm.
and that will just develop over time. Like, at first, in year seven, maybe you're shy, you don't know yourself yet. But however, as the years go by, over these 5 years, you will find yourself, and you need to make sure you stay consistent with it. Don't change for other people.
Okay. So when you think back to your time here, what will be the thing that you remember most about Heartlands?
I think just the memories, like the experiences with classmates, like the laughs that we've shared with students and teachers. I'll think back to those memories, because those memories are just so memorable, and they'll just go on for ages. So that's what I think back to, the laughs.
Oh, so what do you think your year seven self would think of you today?
My year seven self will be so proud, because I did not know myself in year seven. So being honest, I think my year seven self would just be proud that now I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I've like developed me as a person. I'm confident. I'm like literally who I want to be. So mm-hmm. I think, yeah. How would your year seven self feel about you?
Okay. So I think my year 11 self would be proud, as you said, of the journey. Of the, as I said before, getting back up and trying again. But I think one thing that the year seven me would be proud of is I think when I first started, and I think a lot of teachers could agree with this, I was quite hot. When I say hot, I mean, I was very confrontational, very, no one can't tell me nothing. But I think throughout the years, I've kind of learned that sense of humbling myself.
Yeah.
And realizing that not everyone's against you. So right now, if you just calm down for just 2 seconds and hear what a person's trying to tell you, then you wouldn't be in this predicament. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it was just that realization and that breaking point for me where I realized, oh my days, like you're actually overreacting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you didn't need to act like this.
Yeah.
So I think one thing that I would even just say to the year sevens now as well is that not everything's a big deal.
Exactly, yeah.
Like you don't have to stress every little thing. Like you're growing and you're learning and you're adapting and you're becoming, as you said, you're finding out who you are. You're not going to do everything perfect, but at the same time you have to realize that the people that you're around, especially teachers, are not here against you, but are actually here for you.
Yeah.
And if you work as a team alongside each other, it will work out. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I think it was just learning that, yeah, literally, that the people that are here to see you succeed, not to see you lose. And so if you have that losing mentality, you're gonna lose. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So what makes Heartland special?
Heartlands is special because of the social community, like the feel of it. Like, it's genuinely just unmatched. I just feel like Heartlands, the teachers and students' connections is just, like, it's at its peak. Like, everyone's literally connected. They're collaborative. Like, everyone helps and supports each other. I just think it's the community.
Yeah, I think, and I said this last time, but I think it truly represents what Heartlands is.
Exactly. The values they follow.
The values they follow. What the school represents in itself. Like, every time I ask that question on this podcast, I get that same answer. The community.
Yeah.
The love. The care. The constant need to see others happy and to see others win in whatever way that looks like in that moment, on that day.
Yeah.
If it's literally just to get you into your lesson, I care. I care enough to get you in there.
Exactly.
I care enough to see you through. I care enough to ask you to come and talk to me again tomorrow because I care. And so I think it's that, as you said, that sense of community, that I'm not in this race alone. Like, I got other people.
Exactly.
To race with me. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like teachers, like there's a classic example, like interventions. They literally take time out, their own personal time, to help students to flourish in their exams.
Literally.
And that just shows how selfless the teachers are.
Oh, yeah.
And it just shows how it builds up the social community. I just love, that's the best part about Heartlands.
Yeah, literally. So, what are you hoping for after Heartlands?
I'm hoping, like, career-wise, I'm hoping to be on the West End.
Ooh. Sorry.
Potentially appear in, like, some Netflix shows. That's my dream.
Is that your dream?
That's my dream, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, and I've kind of asked this, but in terms of, like, deep inside of you, like, what do you think that you've learned, like, not only just about yourself, but I think in general, like, what's the biggest thing that you've learned and the biggest thing that you're going to take?
Right. I think there's many things, but I think the biggest thing is that, no matter what challenge you face, you can always get through it, and the people around you will help guide you and support you through it. And I think I've taken that away from me. I'm never alone in something. So me getting back up, it will never just be me getting back up alone. I'll have other people to support me. I think that's what I've taken from Heartlands.
Oh, okay. So what do you hope people remember about your year group?
I want people to know that our year group is just so connected. We all help each other. We all have our laughs. we're all determined, we're talented, we know what we're doing, mm-hmm. and we're all going to go well, like, far in life. I think it's not that year group where none of us are committed or determined. We all have mm-hmm. our own, like, goals that we're going to achieve, and I think we will all achieve them. So I think, what do you think? What's the best thing about our year group?
Oh, so I was thinking about this yesterday when I was putting together the questions. And I said, I think it's that, as you just said, that determination. I think our year group, in my opinion, has a sense of uniqueness.
Yeah.
Where it's like, as much as like a lot of us have that little sense of immaturity, but I think it makes us class
special,
of 2026.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because even though we have that kind of... Everything is funny. Do you know what I mean? We still have that, like, but I feel like that's what helps us to connect to the teachers more.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
they just look at you and they're just like, hello, this is a school. And you just kind of, every time anything happens, you just get that wake up call, like, oh my days, like, this is my life.
Exactly. I feel like we all have, like, the, between students and teachers, we have our laughs, but then we're always like, we're able to balance it out with mm-hmm. academics and trying yeah. to achieve our goals.
And making sure that that is the foundation.
Exactly. The foundation. We can have our fun outside of it, like our mm-hmm. laughs. I think that's what makes our year special.
Like that, knowing when to switch it on and switch it off.
Exactly, the
that
balance.
That kind of change, yeah. literally.
Yeah.
So, what's your message? What would you leave to everyone at Heartlands?
Say my message is, know who you are, make mm-hmm. sure you develop yourself mm-hmm. as a person, and also just gain experiences along the way. Sign up for things you never thought you would sign up to. Mm-hmm. Gain experiences mm-hmm. and broaden your horizons. That's my message.
Oh, okay. So coming to a close, do you have anything that you would like to ask me apart from what we've spoken about?
I would like to ask you, I'd like to ask you, which teachers have acted as your most, like, mental and emotional support throughout your journey here?
I mean, the last time I answered this kind of question, there were so many teachers that came up to me and was like, you forgot about me.
Oh.
So... I'm not going to say any names.
come on. Just name two. Two.
I can't. There's been so many. And I'm not going to name names because I feel like I'm going to forget people and then I'm going to get upset that I forgot people.
Okay.
But what I am going to say is every single teacher at Heartlands has played a massive part in my journey.
Yeah.
Everybody's impacted it in some way. Everybody's poured into me in some way. Everybody's ignited my spark in some way.
Yeah.
And so I literally just want to say thank you because I'm grateful. And I don't think I'd be the person I am sitting in this chair today if it wasn't for being here at Heartlands. And I think there were so many times where I just wanted to pick up my stuff and leave. But I think that's the part that makes the journey most worth it, because you understand that if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be where you are today. So that would be my encouragement, that would be my message.
Perfect.
And so to close the final episode of the Sounds of Heartlands podcast, well, hosted by me, I would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone who has been a part of the Sounds of Heartlands podcast, who have supported it, shaped it, and given it life. So firstly, Mr. Thomas, my first ever guest, even though he's no longer here, I still want to honour him. He was the first person to see my determination and to not let my spark fade and actually encourage it to grow, and I'm truly grateful for that. Miss Khan, thank you for coming on, for sharing your truth, for supporting this journey with honesty and encouragement. To Miss Hunter, thank you for your openness, your realness, and for being a constant source of guidance from the day I met you. Miss Williams, my goat. I remember when I told her that for the first time, she said, what does that mean? And so for anyone listening, you don't know what goat means. It means greatest of all time. So thank you for your constant encouragement, your kindness, and for always reminding me of who I am whenever I doubted myself. Mrs. Didu, thank you for being open, always willing to listen and encouraging conversations in the way you do so naturally. Mr. Campbell, thank you for everything from year 7 until now. We've genuinely connected, we've had our ups and downs, but I'm grateful for your consistency, your impact, and the inspiration you continue to be at the for the students at Heartlands. Miss Alfrugi, thank you for walking through year 11 with me, for your support in geography, and for reflecting what community at Heartlands looks like. To Miss Leon, thank you for the space, the support, and for helping students like me have somewhere safe to be open and heard. Miss McQuaid, thank you for your light, for your presence, and for coming onto the podcast with openness and willingness, even when it isn't easy to find a time. To Miss Newland, thank you for sharing your knowledge, your exam advice, and for supporting students through one of the most stressful parts of school life. Miss Fitzmaurice, thank you for your willingness to come on, to share, and to reflect the care for all the students you have through my podcast. And to all the teachers who was open and willing to be on, I'm grateful and thank you. And I hope to whoever picks back up this podcast that they will interview you. And so finally, to Miss Ingle, thank you for not only supporting this podcast, but for founding it. You created the Sounds of Heartlands podcast and believed in its purpose before it even became what it is today. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to carry it forward, for trusting me with it, and for creating a space where voices like mine could be heard. This podcast exists because you planted it. And finally, to all my year 11s, to my class for 2026, I'm so proud of you. I said it in assembly, but I'll say it again here. Wherever life takes you next, keep going, keep pushing, and keep believing in what you can do. And my final reflection would be, when I look back at this journey, I realise it was never about the interviews, it was about the people, it was about the stories, it was about kindness, resilience, and moments that stayed longer than I realised. Over the last 5 years of Heartlands, Heartlands has been more than just a school. It has been a place of growth, challenge, laughter, learning, and becoming. It has shaped me in ways, and I'm in ways I am still only beginning to understand, and for that I will always be grateful. This podcast has taught me that every person has a story worth hearing, and I think that is something I will carry with me far beyond these walls. So as this chapter comes to an end, I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been a part of it in any way. And my final thought for this podcast would be, you never really know when something ordinary becomes a memory that you'll carry forever. So this is Raynal Francis Manu signing off for the final time ever. Bye, guys.
Bye.